He didn't want to say that he prophesied during Menashe because he was a wicked king.
Yeah, so we're in the book of Nahum. We started last week. We mentioned that Nahum seems to be following up on Yonah. Yonah had prophesied that Nineveh would be overturned, and then they repented. And then Nahum comes along and says, they will be overturned. So we have a prophecy about the destruction of the Assyrian Empire after the Assyrian Empire brought such havoc, such a holocaust on the Jewish people. The Navi Nahum comes back and discusses their own destruction. We quoted from the Seder Olam, from the Medrash, that Yoel, Nahum, and Habakkuk, these three prophets prophesied during the period of the wicked Judean king Menashe, the king who ultimately brought about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. His averos are what led to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And because he was such a wicked king, so the Navi did not want to be associated with him, and that's why the Nevuah doesn't begin with an association. The Navi doesn't tell us this prophecy was during the period of Menashe, so as not to give him that honor. And the Navi had been discussing God's wrath, that mountains tremble and melt before Hashem's anger, and no one could stand up to His wrath, Pasuk Vav. And we read the Pasuk and read it with Trav, and then we explain it. So we'll start again with Pasuk Vav. The Navi says, Lifnei zamo mi ya'amod umi yakum b'charon apo. Who could stand in front of Hashem's anger? Who could stand in front of Hashem's wrath? Chamato nitecha ha'esh v'hatzurim nitetzu mimenu. God's anger can be poured down like fire, and even rocks will crack, even rocks will shatter before Hashem's anger, before the fire of Hashem's anger. Tov Adonai lema'oz biyom tzara. And even at a day like this, when Hashem is busy bringing punishment on the sinners, Hashem is still good to those who were faithful to Him. Tov Hashem, Hashem is good lema'oz, as strength, biyom tzara, at the period and the day when bad things happen to those who deserve it, veyodeya chosevo, and Hashem knows those who take coverage in Him, and so Hashem protects them. A mortal king, he has no way of knowing who deserves to be punished and who doesn't. When he brings punishment, everything goes. And when Hashem brings punishment, then those that are deserving get protection. And again, here we discussed our levels of Ashgacha, and a person has to be on a level to deserve it. Because otherwise, we do have the concept that Kivan Shenitna Rashut LaMashchit, that at a point of destruction, or when Andralamusya Ba'ala Olam, the Gemara says, so then there is an element where if there is a flood, then if a person is just a better person than the others, that might not be enough to save him. He has to merit, like Avraham Avinu, he has to merit being saved from the destruction. Uveshetef over kala ya'ase mekoma. Hashem will make the place of Nineveh be totally destroyed with a deluge of water. Uveshetef over, and with a flood, a tremendous water will sweep over. And cause complete destruction on the place of the Assyrian Empire. The oyevav yiradef choshech, and the enemy will come and he will impose complete darkness on the place. And here the flood is a description of Nebuchadnezzar and his armies who will come and bring complete destruction. The enemy will bring complete destruction and desolation and darkness on the Assyrian Empire. Pasuk Tet. Matechashevun el Adonai kala hu oseh. You, the people of Nineveh, what do you think about Hashem? He's going to make this. He's going to decree that there's going to be a complete destruction upon you. And when Hashem decides to destroy, He doesn't have to hit twice. With one shot, Hashem will destroy the Assyrian Empire. Ki atzirim sevuchim uchesovam sevuim. Ki atzirim sevuchim. Sir is a type of thorn. Sevuch and sevuim is like a person. Ki kesirim sevuchim. Like thorns that get tangled, that get caught on something. Uchesovam sevuim. And here there's like a play on words. The idea is like they keep satiating themselves with wine, with drinking, with getting drunk. And the Navi says that just like the thorns get intertwined, they get tangled, so too the people of Nineveh will all be united. It's going to be at the period where they're still going to be getting drunk together, and suddenly, with one swoop, the Babylonian Empire will come down upon them and destroy them. They will be consumed like dry stalks, like dry hay. That they, in 1 second it'll be completely burnt. So Hashem is describing how the Assyrian Empire won't have any warning. In one shot it'll be completely destroyed. Ki ad sirim sevuchim, during the period where the thorns are still tangled with one another, like that's a reference to the enemy who's still united. Uchesovam sevuim, and they're still satiating themselves. They're still in the bars. They're still drinking. Seems like the economy is still existent, the society is still existent, and in one shot, ukilu, they will be totally consumed, kikashi avish, like dry straw, male, completely destroyed. Mimech yatza, choshev al Adonai, ra'a, yo'etz belial. The Navi says, it is from you that Sancheriv came out, Sancheriv who destroyed the northern 10 tribes, Sancheriv who had the goal to speak badly upon Hashem, to blaspheme. He went and surrounded Jerusalem, surrounded the temple, and thought to himself, I'm going to destroy it. Mimech yatza, from you emanated, choshev al Hashem ra'a, he who thought evil about Hashem. Sancheriv said, how's Hashem any different than all the other idols? I conquered all the other nations, they had their gods, I'll definitely conquer Jerusalem, Hashem is no different. Those were the words of Sancheriv. He sent that message to the people in Judea. Yoetz Belial, he who thought without any yoke of heaven, completely wicked. Ko amar Adonai, im shelemim v'chein rabim, v'chein nagozu ve'avar. Hashem says, if the people of Nineveh are whole in their thoughts, meaning if they're united in their plans, and even if they'll be im shelemim, if they'll be whole, united, no disagreements. V'chen rabim, and even if they'll be great in numbers. So those are reasons why a nation is often victorious. If everyone agrees to the same plan and you have big numbers, usually that could lead a nation to victory. V'chen nagozu, even so, Hashem says, they will be cut down. Nagozu comes from the word gziza, to cut down. V'chen nagozu. Hashem says, just as I've said, they will be cut down. Ve'avar, and they will pass from the world. This empire will pass from the world. Ve'initich lo'anech od. Hashem says, I will afflict you. I will destroy you completely. You will be utterly destroyed to the point where I won't have to destroy you again. In one shot, that's it. There'll be nothing left of the Assyrian Empire. And soon, Hashem says, you Israel, I will remove the staff of the Assyrian Empire from upon you. The Judean kingdom was in constant fear of the Assyrian Empire. Hashem says, I will remove their staff from upon you. And I will remove the straps that held you. Mosira is the straps that they'd connect the plow with. They'd connect the animal to the plow with mosira. That's what the word musal comes from. You hold the animal in line. Those are the straps in which you guide the animal as it's pulling the plow. Hashem says, I will cut off your yoke. I will cut off the straps that connect you, that so to speak are holding you in servitude to the Assyrian Empire. V'tziva lecha Adonai lo yizara mishimcha od mibeit Elohecha achrit pesel umasecha asim kivrecha ki kalota. Hashem says, so to speak, to the king of the Assyrian Empire, I will command upon you destruction, lo yizara mishimcha od, and there will no longer be your seed implanted, meaning there won't be a continuum to the Assyrian dynasty, to the kings of the Assyrian Empire. Mi beit Elokecha, from your temple, from your house of worship, achrit pesel umasecha, I will cut out, I will destroy the idols you served. You spoke about how you are the powerful king. You took down so many empires, and you're certainly going to take down Jerusalem. You spoke about me, God says, that I'm no different than any other king that you took down. I'm no different than all the other idols you destroyed and destroyed their temples. You came to my temple, and you said, I will destroy this just as I destroyed every other temple. And so Hashem says, quite the contrary. I will destroy you. I will leave you without seed. I will destroy the Assyrian Empire and the dynasty of the Assyrian kings. There will be no continuum to you. And your temple I will destroy. I will destroy the gods within your temple. Asim kivrecha, and I will put you in a special plot. I personally will take you on, Hashem says, and bury you. Kikalota, because you have treated me with disrespect. You spoke with lightheadedness towards me and you blasphemed. And so Hashem says, if so, then I will personally enter this fight. And I will take revenge. The Navi continues and he turns his focus on the people of Israel. And this prophecy on some levels is, as we discussed last week, it's comforting at least to know that the person who brought quite possibly the greatest Holocaust upon the Jewish people, the exile of the northern 10 tribes, were told that he is going to be destroyed. And we discussed that this is probably happening even before the destruction. This is a prophetic vision. So seemingly, although we don't have a date to the prophecy, it seems like this happened before the destruction of the Assyrian Empire. The Navi continues and says, Hine al harim raglei mevaser mashmiya shalom. On the mountaintops, I see a person running, coming to give news of peace. He's coming to give word that the Assyrian Empire has fallen and the people of Israel no longer have to fear war. Chogi Yehuda Chagayich Shalemi Nidarayich. And so you, Judea, who can now live in peace, you rejoice, you have your festivals. Shalemin edarayich, pay off your vows that you promised Hashem that if He saves you, then from the Assyrian Empire, then you'll give all kinds of donations to the temple. Hashem says, now pay up. Ki lo yosif od lavobach belial kulo nichat, because that person who has no yoke of heaven, the seed of Sancheirev has been completely cut off. You have nothing to worry about. The Navi says, the Assyrian Empire, who is called Mefitz, the scatterer, because remember, the Assyrian Empire scattered people all over the world. They would conquer one territory, they'd move those people to another territory. And so they scattered the people of Israel, they also scattered people from all other countries. Hashem says, Allah Mefitz al panayich. As you see, this person who is the scatterer, you can see that he's been pushed off. Natso mitzora, the cities that you had to leave, you had to go to cities of cities that were better fortified because you were scared of him. Natso mitzora. Now look on the path. down from the Assyrian Empire, and you'll see no one's coming. No one's coming from Assyria, no one's coming from there because they've all been destroyed. Tzapei derech, look down that path. Chazek motnaim, and now strengthen yourself. Ametz koach meod, you should strengthen yourself very much. You no longer have to fear the Assyrian Empire. Ki shav Adonai et geon Yaakov, ki geon Yisrael. Because now Hashem will give the exaltation to Jacob. Hashem will again raise Jacob up from the ground. Ki geon Yisrael, just like the honor of Israel, the way it used to be historically that Israel was raised. Ki vekakum bokekim. Because the Kasdim, they emptied out the Assyrian Empire, they destroyed them. Bokek is one who empties out. So the people who were accustomed to emptying out other nations, that was the Kasdim, they came, the Kasdim worked together with the Babylonian Empire, and they emptied out the Assyrian Empire, they destroyed all their crops. Uzmorehem shichetu, and they destroyed all their wealth, all their crops, and they killed their brave soldiers. And so now you Judea can sit in peace and tranquility. You no longer have to fret from the Assyrian Empire. And we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.